Everybody living in one house, you know. Everybody raising hell in in one house, you know. But it was a trip. It really was a trip, and you know. And then you learn the language, you know. And that was my first language, Spanish. And everybody pulling on one side. Everybody have their pics. No family will have their own pics and what have you, you know. But I'm telling you, there was always a constant, you know.
Mm-hmm. So you learned Spanish first?
Spanish first. Wow. Because, you know, Latin people, by nature, they're very, you know, you know, very emotional, fire, yeah. You know, and very fiery, you know. You know, like I tell my kids sometimes, they say, Mommy, you don't have to holler. You know, we're right here. I said, I'm not hollering. I'm just telling you what I feel. I am not hollering. What can I do to tell you I'm not hollering?
What were you hollering?
I said, oh, you were hollering then, you know. And it's just the way, you know. Just the whole amazing conversation. You know, like you and I sitting here talking, you know. We had a monotone. You know, like two intelligent individuals supposed to be talking, you know. But no, not them. The whole neighborhood, you know. And that's just the way it is. You can hear from blocks. Not only my parents, you know. Because that was the Latin, Ybor City was basically, you know, the Latin area, you know. And they more or less redid it all over again, you know, made it look more or less like, you know, the Cuban style and what have you. But you see a couple of Cuban men in one corner, you can hear in the next corner, you can hear them talking. Mm-hmm. You need a microphone or nothing.
Do they talk as fast as they're characterized as, you know? I have a friend that's a Spanish major at school, and she was telling me that in Spain they talk, you know, real slow. But like in Cuba and Puerto Rico, like blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, very fast. They really do. Because sometimes I say, hey, slow down. Slow down, you know, put a period there, you know. Yeah. Slow down, not backtrack. No, they really do. They really do. I kid you not, anybody who says an experience to be raised up, you know, in a Latin culture within a culture. Mm-hmm. And it's frustrating because you come to the point in life, you don't know where you are, who you are, what you are. Mm-hmm. And this is what my sisters and I had to go through because, we knew we weren't full black. And we went full white, you know. We were half and half. But we are half and half. And the kids can be very nasty and cruel in school. Mm-hmm. Very. And they would throw little slur remarks, you know, nasty, sarcastic remarks and what have you, you know. And at the time, you know, my hair was very long. My sister had long hair, you know. And I said, hey, I'm not responsible for what I am, for being here. But they can put you, they can really box you. That you don't know really where you are. Because I was going through that one time. And also my brother, that he had really gone through a whole lot to try to find himself. He would go to the University of South Florida, drop out, hang around hippies. He had a skin one time because he was really freaking out on, you know, on drugs and stuff like that. But through prayers, you know, we all held fast, you know, and had faith. And we went to a couple of policemen that we knew. And they just said, just leave him alone. Just leave him alone. It's just a thing. It's the stage that he's just going through. This is what they call the rebellious stage, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so he really found himself. And now you wouldn't believe he's the same person.